You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Cats, in moderation, can be a great thing. Companions, pest controllers, lap warmers, and so on. But with too many of them, things can get out of hand and resources can be stretched. Shelters around the state end up with a lot of cats in the summertime, and many humane societies around Wisconsin are waiving adoption fees this month to help find homes for those cats. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Have you ever adopted a cat from a shelter? Are you considering adopting a cat? Have questions about the process? Have you worked in a shelter? What do you want to say to people to encourage them to pick a shelter cat this month? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Rachel Hahn is Shelter Operations Manager for the Wisconsin Humane Society's campus in Ozaukee. Rachel, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me, Rob.
Well, is summer a big time for stray cats being picked up and ending up in shelters?
It sure is. So beyond stray cats, even our feral cat population really, really escalates in summertime. That's often our breeding time here in Wisconsin. So it runs from about March through September. But you know Wisconsin weather. It's all based on that weather. And so if it's warmer earlier or warmer later in the season, that really can extend the breeding season for cats in Wisconsin.
And that does that put a strain on your capacity there at a Humane Society organization?
It sure does. So in late January, we actually had about 200 cats across our five campuses at the Wisconsin Humane Society. And today in shelter, we have about 900. So cat population is definitely seasonal here in Wisconsin.
Now talk about shelter cat adoption. How does this work in general throughout the year?
Yeah, so shelter cat adoption, at least through the Wisconsin Humane Society's five campuses, the way that it works is it's done on a first-come, first-served basis for us. So basically what happens is people can take a look at our website and see available cats. That website is updated every 30 minutes, which is really helpful for our adopters. And what people can do if they're interested in a cat, they can come on into the shelter. They can fill out one of our adopter profiles online. It's not an application. It's just a profile. And that profile remains on file for 2 months and just covers some of the basic information about their home and kind of what they're looking for with a new adoption of a cat. When they come to our campus, they'll meet with an adoption counselor, and that counselor will actually share some of the individual needs of animals that are in our care currently to see if they can find a good fit for that adopter. And they'll work together through kind of an open conversation, open-ended questions to determine what might be the best fit for that adopter. After that, typically that's about an hour-long process or so, working with the adoption counselor, meeting the animals that they're interested in. And after that, we do same-day adoptions. So you can go home with an animal on the same day as long as everything is a great fit. We just do some paperwork and provide you with some supporting documents that'll help you really help that cat acclimate to its new home. And we also provide some post-adoption support via a video link that adopters can watch. It's just packed with information about how to best care for their animal, and then also our free behavior tips line, which is actually also available to the public, which is helpful as well. So really, it's a pretty simple process, a straightforward process, and a lot of benefits to adopting shelter cats as well.
But there is some process, and that sounds like maybe a good idea to make sure people aren't just doing this on a whim. There's a little bit of thought going into the decision and preparation, right, to bring home a cat.
There sure is, yes. Yeah. So we always are talking to our adopters about, you know, how long have you been considering adopting an animal? Was this a kind of today thing? Have you been thinking about it for a little while? We're going to try to support our adopters wherever they are. So if it's just a person who's walking in and just kind of thought that day it might be a good idea to adopt a cat, we're going to talk to them about what are the supplies that you might be missing that you need for a cat? How can we help you get those supplies? Can you purchase that here in our store? We offer stores at all of our sites with essential items. Is there anything that we can do to help you get the resources that you need to be able to successfully adopt cats from us? Because if that person is expressing interest, we really want to make use of that and really want to make sure to support that client. So we really do work on an individual basis with each client through open conversations to help support them.
Talking to Rachel Hahn from the Wisconsin Humane Society, talking about efforts to promote shelter cat adoption during the month of July. And you can call in with your shelter cat experience. Maybe you've adopted one yourself. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Before we go to a caller, Rachel, your shelters in your part of the state and many other, but not all, Humane Society shelters around the state are offering to waive the fees this month. Is that right?
That is correct. So there's actually 15 shelters that are participating in a promotion called I Can't Believe It. So great pun play on words there, right? But the I Can't Believe It promotion is waiving adoption fees for all adult cats, so cats over the age of one, for the month of July. And those 15 shelters, as you said, they're spread out among lots of places in Wisconsin, just in an effort to be able to help support adult cats that are currently in shelter that we see just an influx of, especially in the summertime.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Cindy is with us in Appleton. Cindy, hi.
Hello. Well, being a cat rescuer and foster parent myself, I highly encourage people who have elderly relatives, parents, relatives, aunts, uncles, to consider adopting a cat. They make great companions, and they help to ease the loneliness for the elderly. I think that's a great idea for people who, you know, have parents or somebody that lives alone.
Cindy, thanks a lot for calling up. Do you see that sometimes, Rachel, families coming in, one maybe an older parent, looking for that cat companion?
Absolutely, we do. And I can't emphasize enough how helpful it is to have those kind of adopters in the community, because often we can pair them with adult cats that are sometimes overlooked. The kittens really get a lot of attention. They're cute. They're, you know, playful and cuddly and little, but you don't know as much about kittens. You don't know what you're getting behaviorally or medically often because they're not grown yet. You don't know their personality, but adult cats you do. And so it's really helpful for folks who are looking for a particular type of personality to come in and find that adult cat that might be a match. And we have senior cats, too, that have been sitting, you know, sometimes for a little longer because people are less likely to adopt them. And there's nothing better than pairing a senior cat with a senior in the community. They make really wonderful lifelong companions in that way and are really growing with each other.
Thanks, Cindy, for that that suggestion at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Ellie with us in Green Bay. Ellie, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about, Ellie?
I am actually a current foster for the Wisconsin Humane Society. My family typically takes in cats, and we've adopted three of our companion cats from the Humane Society. I was just wondering if we could speak a little bit on how fostering helps all of these cats and kittens that come in during the season to get ready for being adopted.
Interesting. Ellie, thanks for the call. I didn't know about this, Rachel. You have volunteer foster parents, I guess, for cats?
We sure do. So we have foster parents that actually foster a variety of animals, from cats to dogs to even guinea pig. We have some guinea pig groups out there as well. So WHS is, we're always in need of foster parents, as Ellie said. Our foster parents provide safe and loving homes for animals who need to grow and be socialized a little bit more before they're adopted. And actually in 2018, about 3,500 animals were fostered by about 700 foster families. So it's a big network, but we can always use more foster parents. And as Ellie said, foster parents are just so helpful, especially for cat populations. This time of year, we see a lot of neonate or young kittens that are not weaned yet from mom, who are found abandoned by mom for a variety of reasons. And when those neonates come in, they need immediate care. They need to be on heating pads and bottle fed and monitored. And our foster parents, we couldn't do it without them. We can't keep those kittens in shelter. So they often go out to foster homes who can really provide that supportive care for those neonates. That round-the-clock care to be able to get them to a space where they're grown enough and socialized enough to be adopted. So foster parents, they just make up such an important part of our organization.
Ellie, thanks a lot for that call. We heard from David who emails, we adopted two cats and have learned that you need a good vet that really gets cats. When we adopt a shelter cat, Rachel, could you help matchmake with a good veterinarian?
We absolutely can. And we actually get some of the vaccinations on board for your animal prior to adopting out, which is helpful. So a big benefit of a shelter animal, at least from WHS, is that they're spayed or neutered before coming to you. They've been microchipped. They've received some of those initial vaccinations. They also go home with a certificate for a free physical examination at a veterinarian that participates in that program with us. So we can help recommend a vet that's in your area that participates in that to get you in the door and help make that match. And they also, we partner with VCA, animal hospitals in the area, for the Healthy Start Certificate, which actually provides a wellness exam and then 14 days of follow-up care for a variety of different conditions post-adoption. So there's a lot of support that we provide on the front end to help adopters be able to successfully provide for their animals when they take them home.
Time for one more caller. Hannah is with us in Madison. Hannah, hi.
Hi. I was just wondering, we have an adult female cat, and we were wondering about getting another cat, if it should be an adult cat or a kitten or...
Oh, interesting, Hannah. Do you, Rachel, look at compatibility with cats somebody might already have when you go through that adoption process?
We absolutely do. So a lot of what we recommend for any type of animal that you're bringing home is an introductory period. And with cats, it's really important. So a slow introduction. If you're bringing home another adult cat to meet your new adult cat in the home or a kitten, regardless of which you bring home, making sure that you take a good long week of them in separate rooms, just getting a chance to sniff each other, bringing items that smell like each other back and forth to acclimate them. And then when you do finally introduce them, really being at the ready to help support them and separate them again if needed and start the process over. So there is some patience that's needed in the process, but it's pretty rare that through those introductions, if you do them correctly and over time, it's pretty rare that you're not going to have success with them.
Hannah, thanks for the call. Happy searching for a new cat. Rachel, you mentioned spaying and neutering earlier. How important a piece of the puzzle is that for our surplus of cats in the summer?
It's incredibly important. Most of Wisconsin's cat population comes from outdoor cats that have not been spayed or neutered that are interacting with other outdoor cats that have been spayed or neutered. And we see an influx of feral cats during breeding season. These are cats that haven't been socialized, that are often far removed from the socialization process. And if you don't get to socializing them when they're kittens, it can be very difficult to bring them back from that feral state of not being socialized. And they don't make great adoption candidates then. So getting them spayed and neutered is really important. It also increases the lifespan of your animal, decreases some of the behaviors that we see with spraying and yowling, those sorts of behaviors. So spaying and neutering is key. We actually offer spay-neuter assistance program at several of our campuses, and we have our spay-neuter clinic in West Dallas to help our community with those procedures. So reduced fees on those at all of our campuses and at the spay-neuter clinic.
In just our last few moments, Rachel, you've done, I think, this no-fee cat adoption July before. Did it make a big difference? Did you see more people adopting cats?
It absolutely did. So in 2018, our combined organizations, so all 15 organizations, performed 1,555 cat adoptions in July alone. And that's compared to the previous year when we did this with less participating organizations when we did 1,300. So we're seeing an increase in cat adoptions consistently the more years that we do this.
Rachel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rob, for having me.
That's Rachel Hahn, Shelter Operations Manager for the Ozaukee Campus of the Wisconsin Humane Society. We talked to her about a program aimed at increasing cat adoptions in the month of July. Her shelter and many humane societies around the state offering no-fee cat adoption. Not all of them. Check with your local humane society on that.